Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Steve Rivera, and welcome back to Eye on the Ball here for the second hour. I had Coach Jerry Stitt on the first hour, and now I have the pleasure of having Ali Farhang of the Tucson Sugar Skulls and the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Welcome to the show, Ali.
Steve, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Let's have a little fun here. You have so many things going on. How do you do this?
Well, I have a simple rule, and if I would start my resume, whether it's managing partner, founder, Farhang and Metcalf, Arizona Bowl, Sugar Skulls, I would start with assistant coach of South Point Catholic High School football team. I'm too soon. I don't want to talk about the game. I don't want to talk
about it. We had Coach Benet on here, so we've cleared that road already for you.
Good, good. Coach Benet can speak for the program.
Yes.
So I have a simple rule when I talk to the kids or when I talk to my kids. You know, authenticity and passion is a recipe for success. So I try to stay involved in things in which both of those components are active ingredients.
Staples to your life. Yes.
Yeah. If it's genuine and you're passionate, then you're never working.
Well, actually, that's true. I get to do what I have loved to do all my life. And now on the radio, you know, as mumbling and stumbling I am on the radio, but it's fun. I'm having a great time.
I'm glad, you know, so happy you're on the radio. You are not bumbling, nor are you stumbling. You're doing a great job, and we need more guys like you that bring the local flair of our sports in Tucson and Southern Arizona. So I can tell you from born and raised Tucsonan, a lot of us are really excited to have you on the air.
Well, great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm having a great time, and guys like the guests I've had in the past, and like you and some of the others, it's been fun, a lot of fun, because it's not about sports and who hits home runs and who scores. LeBron scores 42. I really don't care. I want to talk about local stuff and how it involves you guys who create these great magical events like the Arizona Bowl. At what point in your life did you say, I want to do this?
As soon as the last bowl ceased operations.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I ask you your age?
Sure, 47.
So this happened when you were like 40-ish?
In my 20s. No, that's...
Oh, you're talking about Copper Bowl?
Copper Bowl.
Oh, okay. Way
I was
back.
I had hair. That's how long ago it was. Yeah. So, although it's, I think I got a pretty sexy look going now, and I'm not arguing against it. But, you know, I think being a Tucsonan, it's about community, and it's about how a community feels about itself and the perception that portrays to the outside. So in our community, there's been times maybe we've been a little bit guilty of a self-defeatist narrative. I complained about it for a lot of years, and then I decided that complaining about it doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Let's do something about it. So whether it's, you know, like the Arizona Bowl, the Arizona Bowl is about community, people coming together, a game for Tucson, by Tucson, all about Tucson and Southern Arizona. And with all the net proceeds going to charity, it's really something where we felt it's important to build a tradition that people feel like they need to be there. And it's our Mardi Gras every year. So, you know, Saturday, December 29th, this year it's on a Saturday, games can kick off at 11:15. There is no reason why in our community that we shouldn't pack the stadium. We should be sold out.
Yeah, I feel the same way when Arizona plays here, and it's disappointing. I'm not a fan. I'm not an Arizona fan. I go to cover the games. I'm not a graduate of. I do what I do, but I'm disappointed that not more than 45,000 go to the games. I just see it empty, and I'm thinking there's got to be more. There's got to be more.
Right.
And now you have, and I agree with you, if Tucson's going to be the success that it should be, it has to come from within, and it starts here. So your game kind of exemplifies that. So it's not so much about the teams coming in, it's about the community rallying together.
You could not have said it better. And, you know, I think that we have a really, really great athletic director, University of Arizona, Dave Hickey. President Robbins is fantastic. They get it. And, you know, Tucson is a town of winners. I mean, we're a great community. There's a lot of people, but Tucson's all about winning. So you have to build a winning tradition for Tucsonans to go. And, you know, Coach Sumlin's doing that. Coach Miller's done it for a lot of years. And before that, Coach Olson. You build a winning tradition and people will show up. And the one thing that you said that's very cogent is that
Cogent. Hold
Cogent,
on.
Cogent, yes. We'll do... It's like Kojak, but with a C.
I'll Google that one, too.
So you really hit the point, and that is, you know, it's about more than just the football game. I think for a lot of years, potentially, before the current regime, it was like they throw out a football and an expectation of people going out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fan experience, it's much more centered on the fans and the atmosphere at the University of Arizona. I think they're doing a fantastic job, and they're on the right track. And the Arizona Bowl, similar. I mean, it's got to be an event, whether it's the downtown block party on Friday, the pregame tailgate, the postgame tailgate. You know, it's something where people can feel like they come together and it's an event. And you know what? There's a football game in the middle of it.
Yeah,
so it shouldn't matter what teams are here or who's playing. This is really about Tucson and, you know, portraying the best of us, whether it's on CBS Sports Network or elsewhere. And I think the last 3 years, especially last year, I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you did have a magical team come in and kind of bring the city with it, and that was a great thing. I was hoping they might come back, but obviously they didn't have a great year. But and you hit it on the head too in terms of Tucson's a fickle town too. You have to have a winner. It's kind of like a prove it to me town. And if you do win, they'll show up. Sometimes you don't win and they won't show up. But also, it's a town, and I've been here 30 years and I love this town a lot. I could have left a long time ago. But it's Mayberry that's not merely Mayberry. It's a small town community that wants to be big but doesn't really want to be big, if that makes any sense.
Totally, yes.
But there's a lot of potential that's being realized and yet a lot more to be realized. And in sports, you have that community where we can rally around together and be something. Mm-hmm. I think you bring that to the table. Now it's kind of like just everybody rallying to get it done.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a town of, as the community we are, I like the Mayberry analogy. That's a really good one. You know, Muhammad Ali said, I can be whatever I want to choose to be. We can be whatever we want to be. And while it's a fickle town and it is a town of winners and they love mm-hmm. winning, if you are, again, we get back to authenticity and passion. If you're authentically a community event, a community team, then our community will rally around you. If you are a, you know, fly by night and it's all about how much you can take,
yeah.
never giving back, our community is very
observant and aware
of that.
Right. No. Let me tell you, in the number of events I've covered through the years, you're exactly spot on because I've seen it happen in a lot of different venues. And you see teams come in and they leave. Or people, individuals say, oh, I'm going to be here for a while. You don't see them again. It happens all the time. The one thing with the consumer in Tucson, we're not a wealthy town. A lot of people don't make a lot of money. But this is what I think. If you're going to take $25 from me or $30, whatever a ticket costs, you're going to have to make me happy because I'm spending $30 to go to your event. And it means a lot to me. Or the, you know what I'm saying? The community doesn't have a lot of money, so they're saying, "How are you going to entertain me for 2-3 hours for my money?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of on you guys or whomever it is they're trying to attract the people. And that's a hard sell. That's hard to me. It is, at least.
It is. I mean, again, it's. I think people are very aware and observant in our community. If you show the genuine appreciation for their patronage. That manifests itself in loyalty.
I agree. Totally agree.
And you know, like last few years, you know, one of the other founders, Mark Irvin, and I mean, we've walked around the stadium and thanked everybody for coming. The first year, I think all 22,000, I shook their hands. I didn't get around to everybody last year, you know, with 40,000 people. But, if what is your purpose? What's your why? If your why is there to be part of the community, it's very transparent. If you're counterfeit, that's one of the things. Tucson, Southern Arizona, it's got a really good counterfeit meter. Like if you're just a fake, we know it.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's exactly right. Shaking hands and kissing babies, if you're doing that, great. But if you're not sincere when you do it, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great point. And I think that going out and saying thank you to a lot of people who show up because they are spending their hard-earned money to show up and help, it goes a long way. It's like at the end of the day when you finish with work, hey, good job. I'll see you tomorrow.
Exactly.
It makes you want to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's go to break real quick, and we'll talk more about the game upcoming. It's already almost upon us.
22 days.
Wow, you already probably have the minutes probably registered.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to break, Bob, and then we'll come back with Ali Farhang.
Hey, it's Mark Irvin hanging out here with my pal, Ali Farhang. Ali, got one question for you. What time is it?
Woo! It's game time, Arizona, on December 29th at Arizona Stadium. New Year's Eve comes early every year in Tucson with the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. You got to be there.
So I know if people want more information and they're tired of listening to us babble, where would they get that?
You run to NovaArizonaBowl.com.
Thanks a lot, Ali and Mark. We'll see everyone at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. This is Ken Flower, an Arizona Party Rental production.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
When you see a bicyclist, remember, cyclists are friends, neighbors, and family members. From the Tucson Police Department, here is Chief Chris Magnus with a life-saving message for all motorists.
Every year in and around Tucson, bicyclists are hit, injured, or killed. Arizona law requires that you must give at least 3 feet of clearance when you pass a cyclist. Safety is everyone's responsibility. A moment's distraction can be a lifetime of regret. Give cyclists at least 3 feet when passing. It's the law. Brought to you by Look, Save a Life.
My name is Sean Hoffline, your favorite peace-loving hippie with a pit bull, a ferret, and a love of life, liberty, and faith like few you've ever heard before. It's Blue Collar Radio from the heart. I will be live with you at 1 p.m. right here in the Perfection Auto Works studios at 1030 KVOI every single Sunday after America Armed and Free. We still believe here the fight for freedom is God's fight, and to fight for freedom is to fight alongside God. Pax Domini Tecum, thank you in advance for your valuable time.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on Tucson.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera here with Ali Farhang of the Arizona Bowl / Tucson Sugar Skulls / everything else. I joke about you being around and doing all these things, but you kind of enjoy all this craziness.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, right now, actually, I'm a little bit...
tired? Go ahead. No napping on the show.
I'm not tired. Actually, I'm restless because since the end of July, I've been going to football practice at 5 o'clock, 5 days a week. And then Saturdays, we have practice and we watch film. Like, all that's gone now, and it's actually... I'm a little depressed. I'm trying to fill it with something else.
It's funny you say that because you know how like climbers remorse, you're at it, and all of a sudden it ends, and then you don't know how to replace it with whatever you had, that adrenaline rush or whatever it is.
Exactly. You know what it is for me is every year I have this girlfriend, and in January we start dating with weightlifting, and then we have spring ball, it gets a little more serious, then we start practicing, we're really serious, and she dumps me every December. And I take her back every year, and it's like it's just this roller coaster of emotions every year.
Yeah, yeah. But fun though.
It's awesome.
Fun though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
it's
I get it. So now you're preparing for the Arizona Bowl. Hey, let me interrupt real quick because I'm gonna throw something at you real quick, Bob, that I haven't done yet. I have a new sponsor, Tino's Pizza, and they're gonna give away pizzas every day, either slices or full pizzas. If we can get the first caller to call in at 790-2040, we can give them a coupon for a nice pizza, 12-inch pizza. you have to come by and pick it up. If you can get 790-2040, I want to thank Dino for doing this for me. And let's go back. You're in preparation for the big game. How many sponsors do you have locally helping you out? A ton, I'm
sure. First of all, I need to finish this phone call because Tino's pizza is delicious. And I was hoping I could dig in there. But
you can't call in and say, hey, I'm Hector from wherever, Schenectady.
Yeah, darn it. Because there's a Tino's pizza by my house. Guess what I'm having for dinner.
Yeah.
I think we've got a staff now led by Kim Adair, who's our new executive director.
She's fantastic, by the way.
She is awesome. She was at Nova Home Loans for a number of years. And when, you know, Alan Young was basically ready to retire, I met with John Volpe and I said, John, I got great news. I know who our next executive director is. The bad news is she works for you. But after I got him drunk, I'm just kidding. He understands the big picture. He thought it was a great idea too. And with Eric Rhodes and Allison Toefel and Del Arvallo, we're like months ahead of where we've been. I mean, the first year we put that whole thing on in 3 months.
It's 90 days. Yeah. I know, it was crazy.
Yeah. I'm not really sure how we did that, but it's, we have a number of local sponsors. We are now, evolving into having some national sponsors. It's important for us to keep building the tradition and, have those sponsors, available, happy, show our gratefulness and appreciation. Because as we do, you know, this contract ends next year.
Yeah.
We've already got basically contracts in place that need to be signed with two conferences. We'll have everybody will be very happy, I think, with the deal we worked out. We're going to have two really high-powered, high-ranked teams.
You could break the news right now if you'd like.
I could.
But I know you won't.
I could do that.
I know you won't.
I could do that. I can just say that we are grateful and happy with our relationship with the Mountain West Conference and the other conference, maybe someplace where it's a lot of cold places.
We talked about sponsors. Let me tell you, the day of the game and the week of, you're extremely busy, I'm sure. Do you actually watch the game because you're so busy doing things?
I have not watched more than 5 plays in 3 years.
Yeah.
I've missed everything. I watched it on TV last year.
It was a good game, by the way.
That was awesome. Yeah. I'll give you a story about that if you want. It's kind of funny.
Well, I'm a New Mexico State grad. I don't really say that too often, but I wrote a story on their coach. I forget his name real quick. You probably know it off the top of your head. That these guys making a bowl game, to me, was a miracle. A miracle. I had not seen – they were horrible when I went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote – I was not very kind to them when I was in school. And I said, 30 years later, these guys are – he's a miracle.
They hadn't been to a bowl game in 57 years.
Yes.
The last time they were in a bowl game was against Utah State. So, you know, the universe works in funny ways.
So the next 50 years, guess what's going to happen?
Well, they'll be back.
They'll be back.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
You know, we actually made a point of it. You know, they finished 3-7 this year, but we have extended the invitation for everybody in Las Cruces to come join us and feel like they're a part of this game now. It was magical. And since it's just me and you, I'm going to tell you a story. It's going to take 1 minute. It'll be worth it. So we have the VIP dinner with the presidents, the athletic directors at Charo Steak. And I walk around the corner, and there's all the officials. The officials are all from, you know, the Southeast. The white hat, who's the guy in charge, the head referee, he's like, Ali, come on over here. And I'm like, hey, what's up, Rodney? How you doing? Now, these are the only officials that I really ever talked to during the year, because why would you otherwise?
Right.
So, by the way, if there's any officials listening to this, I'm just kidding. relax. So I said, no, Rodney. He's like, hey, let me get you a drink. And I'm like, I'm good. I don't need a drink. So I look at all the officials. I'm like, no, what you could do for me, though, tomorrow, I would love to see overtime. They're like, we can do that.
Oh, no.
So the game happens, goes into overtime. I'm standing on the sideline. The captains come out for the coin flip. And all of a sudden, I hear from the middle of the field, Ali. I look over at Rodney, and he just gives me a thumbs up sign. So I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying, you know, officials are a big part of the game, and they are also treated very well when they come here.
Sure. No, it was a great game. It was. And the Aggies won. Obviously, both were Aggies.
Yes.
But it was a good game, competitive game, and I think they didn't burn Las Cruces down, but I'm sure they could have that night or the next day or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think there's actually one bar here in town that ran out of beer, and they're a brewery.
Yeah, yeah. So, was it near campus?
It was near campus. Yeah,
yeah. their headquarters. I saw most of them there. I think they were looking for my tuition money from 30 years ago. I still hadn't paid.
It was great. I mean, listen, it was a great event, and like you know. We had the All Aggie Bowl this year. It's the Wolverine. Dances of the Wolves, the Wolf War. I mean, these things, they all kind of come together. It's through a lot of time, and you know, people keep asking me like, how do you select the teams? It goes down. You're negotiating till the last second.
Right. You know? Well, I had asked Kim. She'd been on the air Monday, I think it was. Some of the sports writers, or at least one sports writer, said it's going to be a sneakingly good shootout. I think that's pretty apropos.
It's going to be a great game. I mean, I don't know if people understand like how many professional football players have played at Arizona Stadium in the Arizona Bowl the last 3 years, whereas Gerald Everett from South Alabama, Seau from Nevada the first time, Colorado State Hollywood Higgins was there. He's with the Cleveland Browns. Last year, we had a bunch of guys that went to the NFL. This year, Arkansas State's got a quarterback named, I mean, this guy was born to be a quarterback with this name, Justice Hansen. Transfer from Oklahoma, threw for over 3,000 yards and 27 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Nevada's quarterback, Ty Gangi, threw for over 3,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Listen to this, Steve. Nevada averages 32.3 points a game. Arkansas State averages 31.8 points a game. Their yardage, their touchdowns, their defense – everything
mirrored.
Is so
mirrored.
This is going to be, you know what? I'm going to tell the officials this year, you know what I could use this year is 2 overtimes.
Well, you already have something scheduled with the man above or somebody, Mother Nature or whomever, because you're promising 70.1. What's the weather?
It's going to be 70.1 degrees at kickoff at 11:15.
I'm
going
to hold you
29th.
To that. I hope you have a good attorney if that doesn't happen.
I mean, facts are facts. I know what the weather is going to be, and I've been right every year.
Oh, well, let me check that. Well, you know, I'm in a business where if someone tells you they love you, you better check it out.
Well, I love you, and it'll be 70.1 degrees.
I'll check that out later.
That's going to be beautiful, man. The sun's going to be out. It's going to be December. Everybody's going to be in their houses. You know, the great thing is when we talk about perception is reality, our game is right before the 2 semifinal national championship games.
Perfect timing.
Right? And if you're a fan of college football, I mean, in my opinion, the later the bowl game is, the more importance it seems to have. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to put ours right before the semi. You can't do that. Why? So we did it, and everybody's going to be inside across the country in freezing temperature, and they're going to see the sun out, the stands full, and Tucson, Arizona.
Was there any concern about that? Because 11 o'clock is not early, but it's an early kickoff.
Not really. I mean, I think it does impact our our tailgate before the game. But, you know, you just adjust. So, you know, come out for breakfast burritos and mimosas in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch a really high-scoring, entertaining football game. And then we're going to have our tailgate as a post-game party.
Yeah, that's a clever move.
Yeah, so Everclear will be out there. And the community's invited. We would like you to go to the game, then go to the post-game. But for some reason, you can't. It's really been a dream of mine and others to have the game on a Saturday because it really gives people the chance to come with their kids and their families because this really is a community family event.
To enjoy the day. I think you had talked about that. Weekdays, it's hard to get off work or whatever. I know it comes, in between school break, but get off work and bring people over, whatever. Saturday, there's not that much of an obligation.
Right, and this year, Friday Friday the 28th, New Year's Eve is on the next Monday. New Year's Day is on the next Tuesday. So to ask our community employers to let their employees offer work when they're already going to be off on a 4-day weekend, it's not fair. So we, the one thing that's really good about our partners at CBS is we asked for one thing and they gave it to us. We get to choose the date and time.
Right. Well, we have the date and time right now. We're going to go to break and come back on the other side, still talk about the Arizona Bowl and the Sugar Skulls after this.
Oh, Susie Q. Baby, I love you. Susie Q. Lock away. Sugar and spice makes holiday shopping nice. The bells are jingling, the holidays are near, so come to Fellowship Square Tucson and shop here. Join us for our holiday market open house on December 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be over 20 vendors with distinctive items for sale. Enjoy the sounds of harpist Christine Vivona as you shop and enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and even a raffle. So come by and check out our holiday market open house. Call Janine to RSVP at 886-5537 or at fellowshipsquareseniorliving.org.
He finally did it!
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh. Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-in.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. John C. Scott features interviews with elected officials, candidates, reporters, consultants, and voters in what shapes up to be one of the most critical election years in our history.
The John C. Scott Show, weekday afternoons 3 to 5 on AM 1030 KVOI. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on the arts.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera. I'm here with Ali Farhang of the Arizona Bowl and the Tucson Sugar Skulls. I think we're going to bounce around a little bit. That's what, kind of what I'm known for anyway. But we're talking about tickets and things like that and teams. In talking to Kim Adair earlier this week after you guys named the teams, it's about the two teams coming in. They get 4 or 5,000 tickets coming in. But, you know, they get rid of those and they sell those and you have their fans. But again, it's about the locals embracing the game and having a good time. And it kind of struck me. And then I said to myself, that's probably how it is everywhere. Or maybe not as much. I don't know.
Well, I think a couple things. First, I would like to get out of the way that we could just put it down now that this is maybe the greatest interview you've ever done, right? Okay. So let's just, I wanted to get it out of the way. I didn't want, it was kind of looming in the room.
If he doesn't say so himself.
You know, I think where the bowl system's gone, especially with the college playoff, and the fact that, I don't know, I think it's 37 of the 40 bowls are owned mm-hmm. by ESPN, or 36 of the 40 bowls. Bowl games have become programming, most of them. Not all of them. You know, you have like the Sun Bowl as an example. They do a great job with Fiesta Bowl and the Cheez-It Bowl now. But it's about programming for ESPN because they own those bowl games. Our game is about far more than programming. So last year, you know, we had 40,000 people and we had probably about 10,000 from Las Cruces. We had probably a couple thousand from Logan, Utah or Utah State fans. And in order for this game to succeed, you know, it's incumbent upon us that started this game and are shepherds of it to build the tradition of winning and success and gratitude and giving so that people feel like it's important for them to be there. There's no reason why University of Arizona Stadium shouldn't be packed with 56,000 Tucsonans. And that's our job to make it important and to do the right things. But, you know, this is, again, Other games are owned by other TV stations or owned by somebody else in another city. We, you know, this is our game. We own this game. It's a local, it's the Touchdown for Tucson is the nonprofit that owns the Arizona Bowl and all the net proceeds. We have a grant process online at NovaArizonaBowl.com. You know, every empty seat to me is another after school program we couldn't give a kid, or another guitar we couldn't fix, or another charity that we couldn't help them help kids, or whatever their philanthropic endeavor is. And that's personal to me because this is my town.
Yeah. I think you guys now and the Tucson Conquistadors and what they do is fantastic because there's a lot of money involved and it's all in-house kind of thing where they do all that hard labor, elbow grease type of stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a very, I think, unique time. I call it like the Tucson Renaissance. We're at the beginning of the Tucson Renaissance. So, you know, in the past, I think that the Arizona Bowl, the Conquistadors, the Centurions, Angel Ball is tomorrow night. You know, they kind of looked at each other as competitors, and I don't really see it that way, and I don't think they do anymore either. Like, they do great things. All of those nonprofits, all of those organizations do fantastic things. And how much richer is our community because of the Conquistadors and the Centurions? We should be grateful for that. So it's all about kind of all of us coming together and working for the common goal, which is making our community a better place to live. And so we have a lot of great organizations in town.
Yeah, one of the things that I really thought was very smart and clever, and I think maybe Mark Irving is the one who came up with it, was the teachers, the school program you have up in the top section that you want to fill. You'll better explain it, but the districts get their tickets and they can sell them for a profit.
Right. So that's another example of, like, instead of talking about the problem, maybe there's something we can do. Let's do something about it. So initially, when we started out, we had the Heroes program, and we still have it. You go onto the website, NovaArizonaBowl.com, and donate to that. And that pays for tickets for military, for vets, for teachers, for first responders. They are our heroes. And I can't tell you how many of them have come up to me in the last few years and said they've never been to a football game before because they can't afford it. So how do you double down on that? Well, we've seen a lot of things about education in Arizona. You know, when we were in the Tucson Renaissance, education, having a strong education system is incumbent upon us as a community. So what we did was we cut the top deck section. Last year it was covered with flags, and that was really cool. But this year, we cut it into 7 sections. We've given it to 7 different school districts. We've given them allotment of tickets to sell, and they sell those tickets, and they get to keep the money. So each school district can make $30,000 off of selling those tickets. And this is not we charge them half. I mean, it's like $5,000, and they can sell them for, you know what? Actually, I think it's, yeah. So they can sell them for $35,000. They make
$30,000,
right? Yeah. Whoever's got, we're going to do something. We're going to count the sections. So whoever's got the most fans in those sections is going to get, they're not going to have to pay their $5,000.
Oh, cool.
So that's going right back to TUSD or Amphi School District, whatever you want. You know, Pima College is one of them. We've got a sponsor for it, which is the Pima IDA, was very gracious and generous to be a sponsor for it, which doubles down on that. So, hey, you know what? Nobody disagrees on the fact that you need a strong education system in your community. We may disagree on how to get there. So from the Bulls' perspective, what we can do is help put money into those school districts so they can do things for kids.
Right. No, that's a great thing. And $30,000, who doesn't need that in any kind of school system?
Exactly. I mean, one of the greatest, I didn't understand it at the time, but we gave basically, $25,000 to TUSD. I don't want to say the wrong amount, but it was $20,000 to $25,000 to Amphi school districts last year. We went to Amphi, and the reaction was very inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it until I was there, right. And then to hear the stories of how that money was used. I mean, there's a teacher that teaches a guitar class. All the guitars were in disrepair. All he needed was $800. He couldn't get $800.
Yeah.
So he got the $800, and not only did he get the stuff to repair the guitars for the class, but he taught the students how to repair their guitars with the supplies he bought.
Yeah, very cool. No, I asked that of Judy McDermott to some Conquistadors. I said, how does it feel when you give the money to people who really need it and are going to put it to good use? So you saw that firsthand?
Yeah, it's really...
It's like going to church.
Yeah.
And getting out of church and saying, you know what, that felt good.
You know, the Arizona Bowl is a year-round endeavor. We work year-round on this. And when the game is over and the grants are given out, it's really kind of a – it's a cool part of the whole experience is to be able to give money. I wish we could give more, and that's what filling the stadium's all about. I want to give a million. I want to get to a million. We're giving $1 million a year. That's our objective.
What did you give last year?
We gave in pure cash, we gave over $200,000. And then, like with gifts and all that stuff, I think it was about $400,000 to $500,000.
Yeah, you gave a big check to somebody. But Boys Club? Who's someone?
Boys and Girls Club got a check for. Not only did they get a check for $90,000, but with our matching grant program, somebody came in and matched that. So
oh, wow.
They got $180,000 plus. And you know, the Boys and Girls Club, the CEO Debbie Wagner, you know her.
Yes.
Is there anybody awesome, more awesome than the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson?
Yeah, I know, and it does a great job. It does a great job doing a lot of different things.
They do. You know, the Bowl, I was telling you off the air, is like, you know, we were a team that was picked to finish towards the bottom half of our conference. We surprised everybody, and we won the conference last year. But we can't. We have to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
It's just like that team's got to go recruit and use that. We have to use that to get more Tucsonans not only involved, but to be a part of it. So, you know, it's my challenge to our staff, our board, our bowl committee, to everybody listening to this radio station, to everybody that talks to me. I mean, don't tell me how great you heard it was. Tell me how great it was.
Right,
go,
right.
Just all we ask you to do is buy tickets, go to the game, and have a really great time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fill. There's no reason. We're going to fill Arizona Stadium this year.
Well, I know you. That's very ambitious. I think I said that to you last time we talked, because it is very ambitious. I mean, they can't do that now with the regular team that goes in there for whatever reason. But I think it's possible with that, with the education program that you have going on, the Heroes program, and if it's going to be a shootout, which likely will be, it's going to be fun to watch.
Right.
You have a lot of positives going into the game.
Yeah, well, there you go. Authenticity and passion. I can't promise anything, but...
Only the 70.1
and
weather.
Yeah, and the 70.1.
You've already promised that. That's on the record.
And by the way, you know, and I've told our athletic director many times, you know, we were the first ones to sell beer at University of Arizona Stadium.
I was going to go there, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad that we could break that urban myth. It's funny that towns have urban myths like you could... That I actually, you know, when you actually look into it, no, you actually can do it. But yeah, 70.1s, and I don't know, maybe Beyonce will be performing at halftime and maybe she won't. I can't say either way.
Oh, yikes. You're an attorney. An attorney. Has anybody told you you're an attorney? So what was the big stigma with drinking beer at the stadium?
I don't know.
You guys crushed it. So how you guys accomplished what you needed to accomplish. Was it easy? Was it hard?
It wasn't too difficult. I mean, I think that, people just, once you say the same thing over and over again,
you see that
on the news these days, people just kind of repeat it like it's the truth. So we looked into it. We saw that we could do it. And it's been nothing but a success for us. It's helped us raise more money to give to charity. It makes it a better fan experience.
The one knock that I hear, mm-hmm. and you probably heard it too.
Beer lines.
Yeah.
The first year we had it on a Tuesday night at 7 p.m., as I was walking around the stands, like, could you please have the sun out? And I'm like, yeah, that's just, you're right. If I didn't, we have more than 3 months to do it.
Uh-huh.
And last year I heard about, you know, hey, the beer lines. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. So we're going to rectify that this year. You know, it's everything we do, we haven't done everything totally perfect.
Well, that's how you learn. That's how
we learn, yeah. Right? You evolve and you try. Either you're getting, here's my coach speak.
Sure.
You're getting better or you're getting worse. There's no such thing as staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's a myth. So we got to capitalize on the excitement of being rated by CBS Sports, the eighth best bowl last year, on the 40,000, on the basically community infomercial that was for Tucson on CBS. And, you know, really motivate people to get out there this year and build on it.
Well, we're going to go to break. Maybe I can get you to talk. I know Kim didn't want to tell me the swag that you guys give. Good stuff, I hear, but I don't know what it is. And then we'll talk a little about the Sugar Skulls on the other side. You're part of a lot of different things.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
You got to change your evil ways. tired of listening to your lady complain about how her bra hurts? Here at the Bra Spa, we fit bras for a living. Buy your gal a gift card and we'll make all of her bra fit woes go away. You know that you're going to give her a gift card for Christmas, so get it now. You give me $100, I'll give you a gift card for $115. You give me $200 and I'll give you a gift card for $230. We'll get a comfy bra for her and a sexy bra for you. The Bra Spa on East Tankaverde Road.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 1/2/19. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Flu season is here, and that's why it's more important than ever for you to take care of your health. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the flu vaccine is the best protection against contracting the flu. Now's the time to reduce the chances of catching this season's flu by getting the flu vaccine. It's easy to do. The cost of the flu vaccine is often covered by your health plan, whether you buy your health insurance on your own or get it from your employer, through Medicare or a state Medicaid program. Check with your health insurer, then schedule an appointment today by calling your physician, pharmacy, or other convenient place that gives the flu vaccine. Many employers also offer flu vaccine clinics in the workplace. Take the time to make your health a priority and get your seasonal flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is the best protection against contracting the flu. For more information, including where to find flu vaccination clinics near you, visit the CDC website, cdc.gov/flu. That's cdc.gov/flu. This public service message is brought to you by Optum and this station.
Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. Tucson's diversity is celebrated in Mark Bishop's Morning Affair from 10 a.m. to noon on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on business.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. I'm Steve Rivera, and I'm here with Ali Farhang of the Arizona Bowl / and the Tucson Sugar School. Hey, I know you don't want to tell me what we're going to get for the swag for media, and you have some great gifts for the kids who are coming in.
Yeah, so
you've been telling me everything else. Go ahead and tell me this.
I probably would if I didn't forget. I know it's really cool, and it's a technology theme. I texted our executive director, Kim Adair, like just to tell me. She's like, you can't say anything.
No, she was definitely.
So, but Kim is like, other than just being really hardworking, she's really smart. So she knows that if she would actually told me what it was and told me not to say it, I probably would have told you anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But it's really cool stuff. And, you know, we're proud of the fact that we've won. Like, we won the Best Swag Award a couple of years ago. We were in the top three last year. I mean, we're proud of that. I mean, it's, you know, when you get right down to it, above everything else we just talk about, and I still remember the faces of the Nevada kids. The first year after the game, the Nevada kids with the awesome trophy that we have by Philibom, they acted like they won the Super Bowl. So these kids work harder than anybody really knows.
Sure.
All year long. Mm-hmm. And they get to this point, and this is a reward for them. And, you know, so we want to make sure that in our theme today about appreciation and authenticity, that we give the student-athlete, the administrators, the coaches the best experience possible. And part of that is a swag bag. And then, obviously, above that, a priority of us is to teach, is to treat the media with the utmost respect, or at least the respect that they deserve. So they get, you're going to get some really good stuff this year.
Along those lines, thanks for dressing up for me today.
You're welcome.
You know, wearing the suit and the jacket.
Nothing is too good for you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've been writing that stuff down. Can you sign below?
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, let's talk a little about the Sugar Skulls. What gave you the idea to join in? Because, you have a lot of things going on, and why these guys?
You know, I met the last year around the time of our luncheon, the head coach of the Arizona Rattlers.
He's Kevin a cool guy.
He's awesome.
Coach guy, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Awesome. And, he was kind of talking to me about the fact that he might get the rights to Tucson. And so we basically took about a year to really vet each other. Because if you're going to be in a partnership with somebody, I mean,
you got to like them.
You got to like them. Mm-hmm. You got to trust them. There's got to be mutual respect. The guy's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, that's not me saying it. He's actually a Hall of Fame coach. He's an astute businessman. And, once he got the rights granted, we decided, why not us? And we can, just like with the Arizona Bowl, we can build a strong team right out of the tradition. And I know not everybody likes the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's fine. And some people listening are like, you're going to talk about the Steelers again. But the thing I love about the Steelers is not just the wins and losses, but the way their organization is built from top to bottom. You know, their owners, they own. They hire people around them to do jobs, and then they trust them to do it. So we want it. That's a winning organization right there. That's why they win over time. So, we've built an organization with Coach Coleman and the other coaches that we've gotten from the champions last year in Iowa, with Kevin and his wife Kathy. Got Fader, doing a lot of sales and marketing stuff as the general manager. I mean, we're building an organization from the ground up, and it's going to be really successful. And you're darn right, the colors are black and gold.
Are you in the? I know you're busy right now, but are you in the day to day kind of, or not really, not yet?
Not really. You know, my main job with is make sure that from a legal perspective, we're organized the right way, but also to make sure that I, as much as possible, integrate Kevin and Kathy into the community with open arms and make sure that they meet the right people. I was overwhelmed. It exceeded my best expectations of how much excitement and how much people are looking forward to having a professional football team. And if I could just be clear, because even some of my fellow assistant coaches at South Point, this is not like the second level of arena football. This is not like a minor league. This is the highest level of
arena
football.
Yeah.
And what that means is all those guys pretty much that get cut, that last NFL cut, they play in our league.
Yeah.
So it's the highest quality football. It's fast. It's fun. It's a party with a football theme, with football in the middle. It's very, priced right. I think so people can access it. People are going to really like it.
That's important. Yeah. I still think that's important. The price right and getting them to see the games. Let me talk to you about the history of the city, because you know very well the history of the city. Tucson's a great place. We've already talked about that. It's a sports town if you really give them the right sports. But it hasn't kept the sports.
Mm-hmm.
The baseball team is teams, as we know, the spring training and other teams that have come and gone. You've seen it. What needs to be done to keep these teams here?
You know, I think it's a lot of the things that we touched upon earlier in the interview. You know, I think you have to make sure that you're focused in the right direction, which is your fans, mm-hmm. and you have to really be integrated in the community. Nobody wants, you want to be a community partner. We don't want to be in personal relationships or business relationships where one party is always taking and never giving back. That's not a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference with
real life
with sports team.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time in the 80s where they called Indianapolis India No Place, and Indianapolis with a renovation of their downtown, like Rio Nuevo is doing for us, and with sports, completely changed the landscape of Indianapolis. Why not us? Like, we can do it too. So the Sugar Skulls, we're going to put out a winning product. It's going to be players that people can that are going to gravitate to. We already got a couple of local kids.
Identify with.
Yeah, yeah. Identify with. They're going to be really accessible. After the game, you can go on the field and get autographs. A couple of them are going to fall into the stands during the game probably at some point. But it's we have to do a really good job making sure that everybody knows that we are a community team. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's I don't want to talk about what anybody else did wrong or right. I try to think about what I observed and how we can do it better.
Well, you're doing that now. I mean, you're doing that now with the Arizona Bowl because we've seen the Copper Bowl go and come or come and go, and then the Insight.com Bowl, and then the Nails, whatever it was called in between those times, the Nut and Bolt Bowl or whatever it was. And now you've taken a risk with the Arizona Bowl, but it's going very well.
It is. You got to be. I think you have to be. Not only realistic, but you got to be responsible. So, you know, the Copper Bowl, you know, they had Wisconsin here 1 year, Kansas State 1 year. You know, for us to get a Pac-12 team in the Arizona Bowl, it's going to cost $1 million. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that we have to start selling out our ability to control the game. We have to sell to TV. We have to sell to a major sponsor. With having Nova Home Loans, a local sponsor, with having a TV contract with CBS where we can pick the time and date, you know, we have two teams. All I know is we have conferences right now in the Sun Belt and Mountain West. They've already been out here for their like pre-inspection of everything, their mm-hmm. advanced scouting. To a person that has been out here from every school, they appreciate being here. This is not just another. We didn't make the Orange Bowl. We got to go to the Arizona Bowl. They're like we got to go to the Arizona Bowl. In fact, after Air Force was here, they had the Mountain West. I'm not talking out of turn. They had the Mountain West football. Meeting right after, Air Force said, we want to make this our game. And the only reason that they didn't get it is because everybody else objected because they said, well, why can't it be our game?
Yeah.
You know, we have the finest hotels, great weather, great amenities. I mean, there's no better place to be in the end of December than Tucson, Arizona.
No, it is. It, you're right. It's a lot of fun things going on. But back to the Sugar Skulls. I think that's going to be a fantastic time right after basketball season, right before it gets hot. And guess what? It's not outdoors.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Right. You know, frankly, I'm learning the indoor game a little bit over the last year or so. It's, it is really fast. And I mean, the games aren't 3 hours. They're much quicker than that. And it's much more like a party with a football game in the middle. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But
well, isn't that how things are now? Like you're getting, it's not just about football. It's about everything around the football. This will be like a party. You just happen to be going to a football game.
Exactly. Except the only difference I will, be honest about with the Sugar Skulls is we're going to win. Like, we're going to win.
I'm going to write that one down. 70.1, and we're going to win.
We're going to win.
You're going to sign this contract of mine.
No, you got the right people in the right places from the coaches. We're going to win, and we're going to make Tucson proud. The Tucson Sugar Skulls are here to stay for a long time.
Thanks, Ollie, for coming on in. You were the best interview I've had to date.
I'll take that.
I know you would. That's why
that.
I said it.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
We'll do this again because, you know, I'm lucky I didn't curse or something on this show because we feel so comfortable. Now, you know, maybe next time.
I know. You know what's amazing, Steve, is I didn't say one curse word the whole time in an hour.
Me too. I was going to have my finger on that button that we needed to push. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're going to see you on Monday. The week went by very fast.